Welcome to the Friday, December the 12th episode of Roofing with Bugs. This is our 17th episode of the 2025-2026 school year and the second to last episode. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 15 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. All right, let's dive into the highlights from another great week. On Sunday, the Teacher Appreciation Grant, also known as TAG application, opened. It's a new process this year, and this is an important opportunity for our teachers to be recognized for significantly impacting student outcomes. The submission window will close on Friday, December the 19th. That's our last student attendance day before break. So if you haven't started that application yet, don't wait. We will include a link to the guidance document available to help you through the process. On Monday, we held my retirement reception here at the Education Center in the MSD of Wayne Township, and I have to tell you, it was absolutely incredible. Thank you for everyone who came out to celebrate 20 amazing years in the school district and 15 as your proud superintendent. Your support, your well wishes, and your kind words mean more to me than you will ever know. Our school board had a busy day yesterday. In the morning, they had a fantastic visit to Maplewood Elementary School. And in the evening, they held a special board meeting that was open to the public to interview school board candidates. That candidate will be sworn in, whoever is chosen, on December the 15th at the regularly scheduled board meeting. The holiday spirit is alive and well across Wayne Township. We've had lots of winter concerts and celebrations happening around the district. One standout event was Stoutfield's Winter Wonderland Drive-Through. What a creative and joyful way to help bring the community together and celebrate the season. And a big thank you to our partners at Wind Supply. They're a local company and a tremendous partner for the MSD of Wayne Township. Their incredibly generous donation of money and toys to support this year's project, Secret Santa, is absolutely incredible. Community partnerships like this are what make such a meaningful difference for our families during the holidays. Well, speaking of Project Secret Santa, I'm excited to welcome this week's guests, a few of North Pole's hardest working helpers, Shannon Rose, media specialist at Ben Davis High School, and Francisco Torres, a junior at Ben Davis High School, here to share this amazing program which brings holiday joy to the Wayne Township families. Welcome, Shannon and Francisco.
Hello, thank you.
Hello.
Shannon, let's start with you. You have been involved in this Project Secret Santa for many, many years. How many years is it now?
Well, I don't remember exactly when I started, but my first document that I have saved on Microsoft Word is from 2008.
That's a little while back.
Almost 20 years for me, at least.
And probably shifted over to a Google Doc at this point.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about what Project Secret Santa is.
So it is a program that at the high school, it's a service learning project for our students.
Yep.
So it gives our students an opportunity to give back to their community and have, you know, a sense of self-efficacy by being able to support others like them. So what happens is the can be teachers, students, groups, clubs, and athletics can agree to sponsor a child. All the children are from our Wayne Township Elementary Schools, and this year we added Wayne Township Preschool. And we get an information sheet from those schools with the kiddo's name and their sizes and their likes and characters and colors. And so then we provide that info sheet to our sponsors at the high school, and then they go shopping and buy gifts for those children. They wrap them. They deliver them to the child's name from Santa, and then we ship those bags of gifts to the elementary schools where they connect with the parents there to get those gifts under the tree for Christmas.
And what a great way to help our families to celebrate, especially in tough times. And we know that right now many of our families are going through those tough times, and to have something to be able to celebrate whatever holiday they celebrate, because we know that we have 92 languages, 89 countries represented here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Not everybody celebrates Christmas, but there are a multitude of holidays that are celebrated across our district and across our community. And so helping our families to be able to celebrate those, what a blessing that is, and what an amazing project this Project Secret Santa is. Francisco, as a student here at Ben Davis High School, why is it so important for you to be involved in this?
It's really important for me to be involved in this as a student, because it really gives an insight onto how other students are here at Ben Davis. Mm. You know, I walk the hallways and it's just from getting class to class.
Yeah. But
really, it's also about passing the people that go here and then passing people that are not like myself. And so it's really important as a student because you really need to look at how other students are and what difficulties they're going through with their life, you know?
So let's talk a little bit about that, because you have, I mentioned the number of countries and languages spoken here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Not everybody gets to have that kind of an experience in their life. They don't necessarily get to sit in the classroom with somebody who thinks differently than they do, or worships differently than they do, or celebrates different customs, and you've had the opportunity to do that. How has that enriched your experience as a student here at Ben Davis?
Yeah, thank you. It's really enriched my experience as a student because it gives me an insight on really how the world is. Mm. You know, you go into the world not expecting much, but mm-hmm. you go into the world expecting that people are going to be different than what you are, whether it's religion or mm-hmm. anything else.
It's one of the great things that we've heard from our graduates of Ben Davis High School, Ben Davis University High School, and Achieve, is when they do go off to whatever is beyond the graduation for them, whether it be work or going off to additional school or to service, they don't have quite that culture shock that some other students might have that are in a more of a homogeneous type environment. Shanna, would you talk a little bit about that as media specialist? You get a chance to see lots of students as well. Just the diversity and the richness that you see in our student body.
Oh, for sure. We are one of the most diverse places in, the state. And as, makes my job as media center specialist, it's very important for me to make sure that our students see themselves in the books in their mm-hmm. library and that mm-hmm. they feel represented. Books about their culture, but also, the task of finding books and written in different languages mm-hmm. to be able to provide to our students to be able to read in their native language. All of that is really important to me to be able to really allow our students to be seen.
Yeah. You know, our community is so generous, and we talked a couple episodes ago about the support that we gave our families around the Thanksgiving holiday. Just last week, almost 1,500 boxes of food donated by Gleaners, coordinated by Trustee Jeb Barden here in Wayne Township. And then, of course, Project Secret Santa. Why do you, this is something that you have chosen to do, Shannon. Why do you serve as faculty advisor for this each and every year? What keeps you motivated to do this for our families?
Well, it's certainly a labor of love. Mm-hmm. I started my journey as a student at Ben Davis High School. My senior year, I was the student liaison, much like Francisca will be this year. It really taught me so much about adulting and being organized and yeah. being able to speak to people and, working with those like me and not like me. And it just really taught me so much. And it was, something that I wasn't going to learn in my regular classroom, regular schoolwork. So being able to provide that opportunity for our students, like the behind the scenes and mm-hmm. being able to, put things in spreadsheets and, talk to sponsors and that kind of thing is really important on that level. And then allowing our students the opportunity to have a service learning mm-hmm. Is another level. And we have many programs at Ben Davis that allow that, like an AVID and things like that, but mm-hmm. this is on a larger scale. It allows our community to connect, allows our teachers to have an experience and connect with their students in a different way. Mm-hmm. And really like build a bond. They even meet up to go shopping and all of that kind of stuff. And then of course there's, the big picture of being able to help those in our community. So it's so multi-leveled. It's not just, the forward facing of giving gifts. There's so many things behind it. Mm-hmm. That is the spirit of Ben Davis and the spirit of Wayne Township and what, we're all about here, and just really supporting each other. And it just really is part of the core of my existence at this point. And so it's important to me to be able to bring others in and allow them to see all of the benefits of something like this.
Yeah. Francisco, were you involved in this last year? Is this your first year?
Well, this is my first year being involved in it, but mm-hmm. I did actually donate last year
okay.
as a sophomore, yeah.
So students can donate as well.
Of course.
How do students find out about the opportunities to donate? Are they on the announcements, or what's the best way for our students to find out about this?
Most likely the best way would be from the announcements,
mm-hmm.
But as well as if your teacher or your friend's teachers are sponsoring a student, then they can also tell you about that as well.
Okay.
And they would, you know, if ask if you would like to donate or not, or just help out.
Shannon we know that, especially in the Ed Center, we have a wonderful Marcia Davidson who coordinates this in our office. She has ornaments that she's put together with the child's name and what their age group is and what they like. Is there also other ways to donate besides just buying presents? Are there some other things that people can do if they want to be involved?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We worked with the Wayne Township Education Foundation for Giving Tuesday and got many generous donations there. And then we also have a school pay account that you can use to donate. And then with those donations, we have our student groups like the junior class officers that will do the shopping and the wrapping and all of that. So that you can just donate monetarily.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. And so the juniors will go out with, so for those students who maybe didn't get picked, or maybe if there weren't quite enough presents that came in, they'll go out and do the shopping with the cash that comes in, right, do the wrapping, and make sure that they have, get those all ready to go before the families pick those. When will the families actually pick up the gifts?
We deliver to the elementary schools on Wednesday, December 17th,
okay,
and then they pick them up from those elementary schools, or the parent liaisons there then deliver them to their homes if they're not able to pick up.
Just an amazing, really an amazing service, and we know that our parent liaisons at the elementary schools are such a great partner in this, and they, the fact that they have identified those families and are making sure that families will have those before we go on break. Francisco, when you think about, I know our students are not typically listening to this, but how can students, or why should students be involved in projects like this, in the service learning and just giving back to our Wayne Township community?
Well, it's really important because it's just about compassion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, compassion for other people, other humans, you know. And so, you know, as a student, you know, you're not really expected to do much besides just go to school, do your homework and this and that. But, you know, as a student, that's not just what it is. It's really about also learning how to give to others, how to really be a person,
mm-hmm,
you know.
It's so important in today's society, right? We see people are very elevated, and sometimes people are so self-absorbed, but it feels great to be able to help somebody else out, to make their life just a little bit better, to put a smile on their face. And I know as you are working as the representative of the junior class, and as Shannon is being the faculty advisor, just the joy of making sure that somebody's going to have something to celebrate while we're on break is absolutely incredible, and makes my heart warm just sitting here talking about it. I'm so excited for our families. I want to thank both of you for the work that you've done with Project Secret Santa, and all you have done to support our families here in Wayne Township. And thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you. And I believe that the link is going to be provided if anyone's interested in donating.
Thank you for that reminder. So if you did not have time to buy a gift or to adopt one of our students who is involved in this Project Secret Santa, make sure to check out that link in this week's email so you can still donate cash for our students to go out and to do that shopping, to wrap those gifts, and to make sure that our children have something to celebrate with as they are looking forward to the upcoming winter holidays. Shannon, Francisco, thank you so much for your dedication and for making the holidays brighter for our Wayne Township families. You truly embody the spirit of We Are Wayne. Well, coming up, the Wayne Township 4-H Cookie Auction is tonight. Don't miss this fun event to support our 4-H students and enjoy some delicious treats. The link will also be in this week's email that will be held at Grand Hall at Westlake Gardens here on the MSD of Wayne Township. Our regular school board meeting is on Monday, December the 15th. We anticipate the school board will swear in our new school board member during this meeting. On Tuesday, our school board will visit Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center, and on Thursday, they'll be at McClellan Elementary. And here's the countdown we've all been waiting for. Only 5 school days left before winter break. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for a very special final episode of Briefings with Butts. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision, the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.